Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Daf Dalet, Shavuos 4b, pagination is 8. We're going to be discussing the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, the redemption of the firstborn, has to be redeemed with Chamesha Shkolim, with 5 silver coin value. But what I'd like to expand in our discussion is to how drushas are done in the Gemara. Sometimes when the Gemara has a drusha, it's very clear, or at least when we delve into it, it becomes clear what the drusha is, why something is being included or excluded. Sometimes, however, we're dealing with what's called a ribui and miut, or a klal uprat uklal, where the pasuk says something very general, then says something specific, and then says something very general. And what we're told is that in some regard, the correct category is going to be similar to the specific that was in the center, but that very specific is mitigated a bit. It becomes a little bit looser because of the very broad, sweeping statements that preceded and come after the limiting statement. And the question is going to be, and in a moment will be specific, how does the Gemara know what to include and what to exclude from the category in which the mitzvah can be done? Let's be specific. In the case of Pidyon HaBen, the pasuk tells us on the one hand, Ufuduyov mi ben chodesh, redeem the firstborn. But then it says, Kesef chamesha shkolim, you have to do it with 5 coins, 5 silver coins of a certain type of the shekel. And then, after being so specific that it has to be these 5 silver coins, it then goes ahead and says, Tifte, just redeem, in a very general way. So we have that it started off just redeem, very general. Then it was specific, 5 coins. And then it was very general again. And our question is going to be, how much gets included because the pasuk was so general? It's understood that something gets mitigated over here, and it's not really going to be limited to chamesha shkalim. For example, we know the halacha would be regarding shave kesef, value of kesef, that it is going to work when it comes to Pidyon HaBen. The Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Hei Sif Gimel, for example, tells us, Nosnam lekohen bekesef o b'shave kesef. You can give them to the kohen, whether it's the actual coins or the value of those coins. The illustration we like to give is an 18-wheeler, a full tractor trailer full of banana peels. It has some value. If you have enough of them for composting, there's value there. They're high, I believe, in potassium. So there's value at a certain point. I don't know if the kohen's going to really like you for doing this, but kesef and shave kesef are both acceptable. So if you were to graph this, you would put kesef in the middle. That works for sure. It's written in the pasuk. And then there's a ring. We're getting a little bit further away from kesef. So what's the next level away from kesef? That's shave kesef, things that have intrinsic value, but they're not kesef, not actual pieces of silver. So we're told that for Pidyon HaBen, shave kesef is the same. It also works. What would be the next ring out after you have kesef surrounded by shave kesef? And what would be the ring around that? And that's where these drushas come in, where it depends how you understand the meaning of the drusha. Is it coming to say everything works and I only have to exclude one? Or are we saying everything doesn't work and I'm only coming to include one ring out. The Gemara tells us that if you approach things as a ribui miut riba, then you're coming to include everything and you're only to coming to exclude the very outer ring. If you're doing a klado prado klal, however, then ein bechlal elamasha beprat, you do not have valid unless it's similar to the itemized thing. And therefore, we're only going to include something like shave kesef, because it's totally like the kesef. But once we have to start having drushes, we're going to be limited. We're not able to include anything because it has to be like the prat, like the itemized thing. The key over here is understanding what the rings around the itemized item are. We have kesef, we have shove kesef, which is almost like kesef, and then the ring around that is going to be karka, real estate. It's not quite like money that you could put it in your pocket and walk away, but karka, real estate, has very real value intrinsically. It's worth something. The ring around that is going to be shtaros, documents, which can extract money as an IOU, as a check, but they're really not intrinsically anything. It's a piece of paper with some writing on it. It's not until you do something with it that money is produced. So let's look at the Gemara, and again, we're not just learning about Pidyon HaBen, we're learning and paying attention to how drushas work. We're starting about 10 lines down from the top of the page, Detanya, as we learned in Abraisa. Rebbe Omer Rebbe says, Bakol podim b'chor adam, you can do Pidyon HaBen with anything, chutz min ashtaros, except for documents, because that's the most outer circle. It's not intrinsically value at all. V'rabbonan amri, and the Rabbonan say, Bako podim b'chor adam, you can redeem with everything, chutz from shtaros and karkaos, excluding documents, which was the most outer ring, and even the ring in by one, karka, real estate, which has intrinsic value, but it's not like money. You can't put it in your pocket. So that too is excluded. My time of the Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe that only excludes documents? Dorish Riba Yumiute, he understands the Pasuk based on the principle of Ribui and Miut, which is that it comes to exclude only a limited item. Generally, it's including everything. The Pasuk says, Ufuduyav mi ben chodesh, you should redeem the firstborn as of a month. That's a very general statement. Redeem doesn't limit it how to do the redemption. Riba, so that's very inclusive. Be'erkecha kesef chamesh shkalim, to use 5 silver coins, shkalim, that's very specific, 5 coins. Miet, that's a limiting statement. Tifte, and then again, a very global, general, redeem. Chaza v'riba, that comes to include. Riba umiyet v'riba, what's the rule if you understand the pasuk by the words ribui? Riba hakol, you include everything. My riba kol mili, everything gets included. Umay miyet, and your limiting concept is very, very limited. Miyet shtaros, only the most outer ring documents gets limited by the fact that it says use coins. It has to be something similar to coins. It has value. According to Rebbe, even karka, real estate, would be usable for Pidyon HaBen. For Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon, which is the way we paskin, darshi klali uprati, they understand the pasuk based on the principle of klal uprat, which is a far more limiting type of drasha, where things really have to fit into the prat, to the specific, in order to be valid. Ufiduyov, again, very general. Do the redemption on the month-old child, klal. That's a general statement. Be'erko kesef chamesha shkalim, use 5 coins. That's prat, a very specific statement. Tifte, you should redeem, chaza v'kola, that's again very general. Klalu pratu klal, the way they understand this pasuk, through the method of klalu pratu klal, is the principle, iata dona lekena prat, you're only allowed to include things that are literally like the specific thing that was given as an example, which in this case was coins. Ma prat mefurash davra matalta v'gufa mamon, it's something that can be moved and is intrinsically valuable. Silver coins. Af kol davra metalta v'gufa mamon, similarly, only something that can be moved and is intrinsically valuable is going to be usable for pidyon haben. Yatzu karkaos, so real estate gets pushed out, she'en metaltalin, because it can't be moved. And yatzu shtaros afapisha metaltalim en gufa mamon. And documents, even though they could be moved, but they're not intrinsically valuable. And therefore, they also get excluded. So again, if you're going with klado prado klal, so you're excluding anything that's not like the coins, so that's fairly easy to understand. Both shtaros and karka got pushed away. But if you're following the logic according to Rebbe, who holds that it's a ribuy and a miut, it includes everything, and it's only memait, whatever is in the outermost ring, so to speak. So one thing has to be bumped out. How do you know which one gets bumped out? Is it shtaros or is it karka? And apparently, Chazal were in touch with creation, with life, with human interaction, with such clarity that they knew which thing was in the outermost ring, so to speak, which thing would be bumped out, and the Torah knew that we would be able to understand that that's the thing that would get bumped out if only one thing should be bumped out. And that, Rebbe says, is the way you understand ribuy miut. We're including everything. Even real estate, according to Rebbe, can be used for pidyon haben, and we're only excluding the one thing that's furthest from kesef, furthest from actual coins, because it doesn't even have intrinsic value. We paskin, as I mentioned, like the Rabbanon, and indeed, in Shulchan Aruch, Shinhei Gimel, chutz, you could do pidyon haben with everything, except for karkaos and shtaros, both karka, real estate, and shtaros, documents, are excluded, which means we're understanding it like a klal uprat uklal, and only what's in the prat, which is money, is going to be valid, and shave kesef, as we said, will be acceptable, because that's indeed like coins. It can be moved, it's intrinsically valuable, but if you move away from that in any way, then it's not going to be the medium by which to do pidyon haben. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.